As we always do on Your Calls Media Roundtable, we like to highlight journalism that stood out this week. So what caught your attention this week, Alex?
I was very impressed by a piece by Melissa Jeltsin of the Huffington Post about the trial of Noor Salman, who was just this morning it was announced. This is the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Just this morning, she was acquitted of providing material support to terrorism and obstruction of justice. And I just felt like Melissa Jeltsin's piece in the Huffington Post about the trial really, you know, was very evocative of this woman, you know, who's at the center of, you know, one of the worst crimes in, you know, recent American history, but is sort of the only person left to hold accountable for a crime she didn't commit. And you know, obviously today we now know that, you know, she was acquitted. But I thought it was a really stellar piece of you know, court reporting.
And just quickly, because this is getting national headlines, what was it about this piece that grabbed your attention?
I just thought it really, you know, it really dissected the case and the what evidence they were underlay the charges, which, you know, as was clear from the piece and the verdict, was not very much, and was clear how, you know, the charges were really contradicted by texts that she made, suggesting she really had no idea what was going on the night of the shooting. Mm-hmm. You know, they pointed to a portrait also, I think, of the role that the domestic violence and an abusive relationship can play in gun violence. What a clear sign of future, you know, violence it can be, and how monstrous Omar Mateen the killer was in his personal life.
So kudos to Melissa Jeltsin of the Huffington Post. This piece is called How Noor Salman Became the Scapegoat of the Pulse Massacre. Prosecutors say she helped her husband's terror attack. Her supporters say she's innocent and the case is rooted in gendered Islamophobia. And we'll put a link to that piece at yourcallradio.org. And I wanted to give kudos to a couple of news outlets that are covering the suicides that we're seeing by New York City taxi drivers. One in particular from Wired's Miranda Katz starts off by saying it was a somber scene outside of New York City Hall on Wednesday afternoon. Four coffins sat at the foot of the steps, one by one. Taxi drivers covered them with white flowers before assembling on the steps and shouting for the city to stop Uber's greed and stop making us slaves. The latest person to commit suicide was Nicanor Ochisor on March 16th, a 65-year-old yellow cab driver who took his own life in his Queens home. Wired covered this, Newsweek covered this, and New York City Patch covered this. The New York Daily News also did. It did not get coverage on NPR, The New York Times, or The Washington Post. And so I just wanted to point that out. It's kind of shocking that these suicides are not getting more attention, and we will definitely do shows about this in the coming weeks.